time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Patrick Braun, and we are going to talk about the Rock and Mineral Show that's coming up the first weekend in June, kind of as a save the date, because these are always a lot of fun. Whenever Patrick and I talk about these things, it's always there are plenty of people in our area that go out and find rocks and love doing and working with them and enjoy them and enjoy sharing them on top of everything else. So we're going to talk about all of those things, when it is, where it is, and some of the things you're going to be able to do at the Rock and Mineral Show. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, Dave, thanks for having me again. Great to talk to you again. I can't believe another year has passed.
It just keeps going, doesn't it? It seems like it gets less and less every year, doesn't it?
We just did this, and here we are a year again. We're doing it.
And we're back at it one more time. So before we got on the air, you talked about the fact that you are completely full as far as vendors are concerned, and that is just awesome. But I don't think you, the few years that we've been talking, the last few years, I don't think you've ever had a time where saying, gosh, you know, I don't have enough vendors, I need more vendors or anything like that. So this is one of those things that fills up pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and some of the vendors have been doing it, doing the show with us from day one. This is our 17th year, so 17 years together, and kind of feels like yesterday that we started, and here we are, and some of the same vendors, but also some new vendors, so we're also excited for that.
And the other thing we talk about all the time, too, is the fact that between these vendors and amongst these vendors that come to this show and other shows around the area, the state, and the region, they're a big family, aren't they?
You know, it sure is. You hit on a good point. We are a bit like a family. A lot of these vendors watch my kids grow up, being at these shows, and we as vendors sure take care of each other and help. We're dealing with rocks. This is heavy stuff carrying in and out, but everybody's always great to pitch in and help carry in and out, and they've helped build our show and make it what it is, as well as of course the people that are coming in to support us every year. So we're always grateful for the community support.
I've got a couple of rock hounds in my family. My wife has turned both of my daughters into rock hounds, but it seems like for some reason in our area, pardon the expression, but you can't throw a rock without hitting somebody that goes out that'll go out and pick it up, right?
right. Well, and you know that's what we love about living here in the area in Castle. It's just beautiful, great people. It's so fun to get out, spend time on the desert. We really enjoy when people bring things into the show, like, hey, what is this? We found this on the desert. We were out there with our family. What is this? And usually someone in the show knows what that is or knows a history of the area where they found it. It's fun. It's fun. It's fun to get to know new people, new faces, and then, of course, to see old friends.
And I guess the next question then would be, have you seen it in the last 17 years that you've done this show? Have you seen rock collecting and rock hounding and all that kind of take off more or kind of stay the same? Or is it kind of just slowly starting to grow?
You know, it does grow every year. I think it's interesting because what I'm seeing right now is the increase of interest in, you know, making your own jewelry. A lot of people are silversmithing, they're wire wrapping, they're beading. And then also the metaphysical side of that's really grown. People that are into the crystals and minerals from a standpoint of the healing properties of what, the metaphysical side of the stone. So lots of people that are interested in crystals and minerals, and so we've seen growth. We've seen growth, a lot of growth, and a lot more interest and again, new faces coming in and enjoying what the show has to offer.
And I was going to say, is that kind of what we're going to get as far as the vendors? I mean, you'll have vendors that are going to, you know, be probably selling jewelry, but then there would be vendors, I would assume, that are going to be selling, you know, parts so people can build their own and all that kind of stuff?
No, you hit the nail right on the head. That's exactly right. If you're not feeling too crafty, but you're looking for a unique gift or something for yourself, certainly people that have finished products, finished rings and necklaces and, you know, tie tacks and bracelets and earrings and things like that. But then also absolutely the supplies. So you can actually, you can go if you're into cutting and polishing your own stones, you're going to find rough rock or slabs of rock or finished stones to set in your own jewelry. And you know, in our shop in Castledale, we get a lot of people looking for that. And then at the show, it's in a bigger scale where people are saying, I need stones for my jewelry. Where do I get them? Well, this show, this is where to get them. And along with that, you know, fossils, minerals, it's just a great mix. Crystals, it's just a great mix. Some really fun things to see, and it's free admission, so you're not out anything. Come check it out if you haven't came before, or if you've been and it's been a couple of years, come again. There's new things we have to offer.
All right, so let's do a quick rundown. When's that? When is it, and where is it going to be held, and all the times and all that good stuff?
You bet. This is the 17th annual Castle Country Rock, Fossil, and Mineral Show. We're holding it Friday, June 7th, and Saturday, June 8th, 10 to 7 each day. It's at the Carbon County Event Center up there, up on the hill behind the hospital. And again, free admission. It's there for the family. Come out and enjoy a great time with us.
Get out there, have a good time, and you know what? Get the rocks that you want, but you know you're also going to go out and find your own rocks too. But this is a great place if you're into this kind of thing, and if you do this all the time on your own, it's always great to go and hang out with like-minded individuals and see what they have to offer, because it always seems that that's the case, right? You find one rock, and then somebody always wants to show you this one or this one or this one, right? That's how it always goes with people that find rocks, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
So it'll all be a good time out there at the Carbon County Event Center. Let's make sure we get out there and have some fun. And Patrick, if anybody has any questions, can they get a hold of you, or what's the best way?
You bet. Let me give our shop phone number, and our shop phone number is 435-381-5192 in Castledale. Give us a call. If I'm not around, leave a message, but I will. I'll give them information. If they have vendor questions, I can answer those as well. So you bet. Send questions our way, and we'll be happy to answer those.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Patrick Braun about the Rock and Mineral Show coming up that first weekend in June out at the Carbon County Event Center. Patrick, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.